We're so glad you decided to listen to our program today. Our intent is to inform you and to encourage you. This is Are You Listening? With Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour. In a busy world with lots of distractions, we need to pay closer attention to God. Are you listening to God's Word today? Here's Jeff.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 6. Dear friends, let's talk about faith today here from the International Gospel Hour. A thank you to our J. Webb. And greetings to everyone. We look forward to our broadcast today, and as I mentioned, a thank you to our Jay Webb. You will hear Jay throughout our broadcast. He's going to share with you of a great website that we work with at housetohouse.com, the World Bible School online study course that's absolutely free, and a little bit of information about our website at internationalgospelhour.com. You'll hear more about that as our program continues today. But for now, kind friends, you've chosen to be with us, and thank you. We are honored. Now let's talk a little bit about faith. You know, there is salvation in none other. Acts 4 and verse 12 tells us that salvation is only through the name of Jesus Christ. And through Christ, who was sent by his Father, according to John 3:16, we are able to see a key element of his salvation, and that is faith. A powerful text is 2 Corinthians 5:7 that reminds us we walk by faith and not by sight. As we began our broadcast from Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 6, the definition of faith is Hebrews 11 and verse 1, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then we are reminded again in Hebrews 11 and verse 6 that without faith, it is impossible to please him. Dear friends, one cannot please God and not have faith in God, and as we will see, a faith that is an active faith. He who comes to God, do you see that? You have to come to God. We must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we look at Hebrews 11:6, we find two key things. Coming to God and diligently seeking God, all through faith. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God's Word is the source of which we are to have the right faith unto God. And in John 20, verses 30 and 31, the Bible says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." Oh, dear friends, let us allow our faith to stand solid upon God and in God. You know, in Galatians 3 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Well, dear friends, when one fails to believe God, well, there is punishment that will come. A good example of this is 1 Kings chapter 13 with King Jeroboam. Now, time will not permit us to read the entire text, nor to elaborate, but let's allow the application from that text to 1 Kings, shall I say, verse 13. Jeroboam was rebuked by the man of God from Judah. And although Jeroboam saw the power of the word of the Lord through the prophet, he did not change his ways. You know, even from a healthy hand to a withered hand, back to a healthy hand, such was simply not the case. And when this prophet, the man of God, disobeyed God as well, he too lost his life. Dear friends, a quick lesson from 1 Kings 13, a quick lesson concerning faith, is that when we fail to accept the power of God through faith as Jeroboam, or one will turn from it as the prophet of God, God will simply not bless that individual. Let's remember 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 5 that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, through the power of God and His Word, let us examine the various faiths in the Bible as today we study the salvation of God as we walk by faith. Before we do that, allow me to pause for just a few seconds, and our J-Web has some information, good study website for you at housetohouse.com.
We at International Gospel Hour appreciate our co-laborers at housetohouse.com, an outstanding website with topic research, free materials, and an excellent media section. Check it out today at housetohouse.com. That's housetohouse.com.
The salvation of God is active through the one faith. We note Ephesians 4 and verse 5 tells us there is one faith. Dear friends, when the statement is made in conversation, you may hear something along the lines of, "We are of different faiths." Well, know this, dear friends, two people cannot discuss different faiths and they both be right. Either one is right and one is wrong, or both are wrong, but they both cannot be right. Thus, both can be right if they are pursuing the one faith of which the Bible speaks. Now, let's talk about that one faith from Ephesians 4 and verse 5. It is the one faith that is to be obeyed. In Acts 6 and verse 7, we find where there were those that were obedient to the faith. This is also affirmed in Romans 1 and verse 5. It is the one faith in which one continues therein. In Acts 14 and verse 22, we find that they continued in the faith. In Colossians 1 and verse 23, Paul told the Christians that if they were to continue in the faith, being grounded and settled. In Romans 1, 17, we find concerning the gospel that therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for as it is written, the just shall live by faith. It is the one faith of Christ's authority. In Romans 3 and verse 3, Paul asked the question, "For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect?" Well, the answer to that is no, but notice the faithfulness of God. That is something of which we want to reach for and attain. God's faithfulness that instructs us. Later in Romans 3 and verse 22, "Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference." Through faith in Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God, that's where it resides. And that is unto all who believe. So you see, the one faith is drawn a distinction here, that the one faith is something of which we grasp and believe and obey. Galatians 2:16 says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified." The Apostle Paul in the books of Romans and Galatians dealt often with those that wanted to go back to the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, the Law of Moses, to go back, and he said, "You cannot be justified by the works of the law. You now are justified by your faith in Christ." That one faith that is in Christ is which we are to believe and grasp. It is the one faith for which we contend. In Jude in verse 3, Or Jude 3, we're taught to contend for the faith which was delivered once for all, meaning that we contend for the one faith, the teaching, the gospel that was delivered. And according to 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1, sadly, it is the one faith that individuals depart from. So the faith that we see here, the one faith, is the gospel message. It is the truth of which we embrace. The one faith, we come to the Lord through the one faith by our faith and obedience. The one faith instructs us of repentance. When there were those that believed in God, they heard the message of repentance from Acts 2 and verse 38. Again in Acts 3, 19, even Paul on Mars Hill in Acts 17, 31. The one faith instructs us of confession. To where the eunuch in Acts 8 and verse 37 said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. A confession that is made unto salvation, Romans 10, 9 and 10. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2, verse 11. The one faith instructs us of baptism. For in Acts 2 and verse 38, not only were they commanded to repent, but to be baptized. And as the eunuch in Acts 8 and verse 37 made that good confession in Acts 8 and verse 38, Philip commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, and the eunuch was baptized. In Colossians 2 and verse 12, we learn that we have been risen with Christ through baptism. And it's through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead. Dear friends, there are those within the religious world that wrongly assert that baptism is a work. It is not a work of man, but it is a work of God. Again, Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12. Mark 16 and verse 16, Jesus simply said, He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not will be condemned. Well, the one that does not believe is not going to embrace baptism, repentance, not really going to embrace anything. And the baptism that places us in Christ Jesus, Romans 6, 4 through 6. When we're baptized into his death, we're raised to walk in a newness of life. And those who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 27. So as we embrace all of this, the faith in Jesus Christ will eventually put us into Christ through obedience to his will, obedience to the one faith. And there is one that will always continue in the faith. When one obeys the gospel of Christ, as we have just mentioned, one will continue faithfully in the faith. Jesus in Revelation 2 and verse 10 said to the church there, at the end of that verse, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And that is heaven that is waiting for those with a wonderful eternity, Revelation 22, 14. So the Bible speaks of the one faith, and the salvation of God is active through the one faith. But now let's discuss another faith, if you will, the Bible discusses. The salvation of God is not attained by a dead faith. How about James 2:20? But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Now, you may be thinking, now wait a minute. Brother Archie, you just mentioned about works of the law, that by the works of the law no man is justified. That is true. James is not speaking of the works of the law. He is talking about an active faith. And faith without works, without activity, without expressing that faith is dead. Remember, James in James 2 goes through a lengthy discussion where he says, You say you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Meaning that faith is expressed always by action. It's not faith only, dear friends. If faith only saves, what about those demons in James 2 and verse 19? They believe, yet they tremble. Now, let's be honest. Is their faith an obedient faith? It's a dead faith. John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43, Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him, But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Now see, they believed on him, but they did not confess him. Now, was their faith acceptable? Well, they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. How could it be? And did you know, dear friends, there's one passage in the Bible that has faith only or faith alone mentioned in that phrase. And actually, it does not teach that one is saved by faith only. James 2:24 says, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Now, James is not speaking of working yourself to heaven, a merit system, if you will, but rather that a man is justified by works that are done through his faith. That's the entire study of James chapter 2. And he says that faith without works is dead. If an individual walks around and says, "Well, I believe in God," but they fail to live, they fail to be obedient, they fail to respond to the Word of God, dear friends, that's a dead faith according to the Bible. And it is evident that a dead faith has no life. And a dead faith will not respond to the Lord in the way that one should. You know, friends, we talk about a lot of matters here on International Gospel Hour that we realize that some might say, you know, I haven't heard that before, or I'd like to study that a little further. I'd like for our Jay Webb to come back and tell you about a free online Bible course from our friends at World Bible School. Here's our Jay Webb with that information, then we'll continue our study.
We have an exceptional online Bible course we'd like to offer. Like all our offerings, it is absolutely free and available through our friends at World Bible School. All you'll need to do is go to worldbibleschool.org and register. You'll be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. It's a great opportunity, and again, we offer a free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Please sign up today. And now, let's keep pursuing God's Word.
Next, dear friends, the salvation of God is altered by a weak faith. Now, we've noted so far that the salvation of God is active through the one faith. It's not attained by a dead faith, but it can be altered by a weak faith. You know, when we think about that, consider this. God's salvation is always there, but sometimes the storms of life will change our focus. Time will not permit us to look at the entire text of Matthew 14, 22 through 33, but this is where Jesus is walking on the water through the storms, and Peter wants to walk toward Christ, and Christ tells him to come on, and as Peter begins to walk toward him, he looks at the storms, he begins to sink, and says, "Lord, save me." So many times, friends, individuals with a strong faith or a good faith that is pressing onward will allow the things around them to dictate their faith, rather than to keep their eyes on Christ. One needs to renew their focus, as we're taught in Hebrews 12 and verse 2. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God." So, dear friends, the storms of life can alter us. They can make our faith weak. God's salvation is there, but sometimes it's what I call the supplies of life will move our focus. In Matthew 6 and verse 30, we look unto the things of the world, and we're reminded that God provides for us. But in Matthew 6, 31 and 32, we're taught not to be anxious for those things. And in Matthew 6 and verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Dear friends, we must think on these things and think very carefully about them. God's salvation is there, but a weak faith that is not addressed will continue to weaken. And just like Peter, and just like as we walk faithful, we must call out upon our Lord through prayer and a renewed faithful walk. Here it is. The storms of life can move one's focus, so we must renew our focus and keep it upon Jesus Christ. The supplies of life will move our focus. We'll look upon providing for ourselves. We need to remove those worries. And the salvation of God for one is altered by a weak faith. The Bible also speaks not only of the one faith of which we are to abide therein, and to avoid a dead faith and a weak faith, but now let us be refreshed that the salvation of God is anchored with a strong faith. I think about the account of that centurion in Matthew 8, verses 5 through 10 that came to Jesus. He told Jesus that he was not worthy for Jesus to come to his house. In essence, he said to the Lord, "I am not worthy, but your word is worthy." What did Jesus say about that centurion? He said, "I have not found as great a faith in Israel." He said the centurion's faith is greater than the chosen ones of my Father who had left him back years ago and came back unto Jerusalem. This centurion said, "I'm not worthy, but your word is worthy." You see, the centurion placed his faith upon the word of Christ and did what he was asked. Oh, dear friends, how about Noah? Talk about a strong faith to build an ark on dry ground. That takes us back to Hebrews 11 and verse 7. How about Abraham and offering Isaac in Hebrews 11 and verse 17, that he went to offer up his only son that God had given to Abraham and Sarah, and he offered him up with the confidence and faith that God would raise him again, but he was going to carry through what was commanded. How about the walls of Jericho that fell? Hebrews 11 and verse 30, and go back to Joshua 6 and verse 2. Think about these three examples of a strong faith, an amazing faith. I mean, to build an ark on dry ground, to offer up your only son in a sacrifice, and how we can march around and that will make walls to fall. Think about those examples, a strong faith, a faith that some may say, it's not possible. But with God, all things are possible. Luke 18, verse 27. I want to elaborate a little bit here about the strong faith. Dear friends, these few examples, we could probably do an entire broadcast about a strong faith. These are individuals who were walking in the faith of God. They were obedient unto God. And their faith continued to be strengthened by walking with God. That strong faith. I love that example of the centurion. You know, in essence, "I'm not worthy, but your word is." He had a strong faith that if Jesus would just say the word, the servant would be healed. How beautiful, dear friends. How beautiful that truly is. So, dear friends, a quick summary. Then I want to come back, and we're going to wrap up our broadcast here in just a little bit. But when we talk about the salvation of God as we walk by faith, we understand that we are to walk faithfully in that one faith. And the salvation of God is not attained by a dead faith. It can be altered by a weak faith if we allowed our weak faith to continue. But we're taught to renew the focus and remove the worries. And how one's faith that is obedient unto God through the one faith can be anchored with a strong faith. It continues to grow. It continues to increase. And when we walk by faith and not by sight, God provides us His wisdom through the power of God, through His Word, where faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We want to pause one more time. Our J-Webb will come back. He's going to share with you about our website, and then we're going to come back and wrap up our study today.
Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. That's internationalgospelhour.com. Please check it out and listen to our other broadcasts. Learn more of our history. Download our app. Request our free newsletter and free Bible study. Also, check out our free resources available from our fellow laborers in the gospel. Yes, friends. All for you through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Let's continue today's study.
So, dear friends, the salvation of God is by faith, that is, the one faith. The end of an individual's faith is salvation of the soul. 1 Peter 1 verse 9 says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 John 5 and verse 4 tells us, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Dear friends, where are you? Where are you in your life? Because where you are determines where you need to walk, and that is by faith. The salvation of God as we walk by faith. So where are you? Dear friend, are you in the one faith of which we spoke of, how to be added to Christ and His church through the one faith of obeying the gospel, believing in Christ, repenting of sins, confessing Him before men, and baptism into Christ that begins a new walk of life and to walk faithful? Is your faith a dead faith? Do you say, I believe in God, but that's about it? Has your salvation been altered by a weak faith, and do you need strength to have it anchored? Dear friends, we hope our discussion today has helped you as we've talked about the salvation of God walking by faith, and we'll continue our studies together another time. Thanks for joining me today here on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and dear friends, keep listening.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We hope, first, that it glorified God, but second, we hope that it edified you. Listen to it again if you need to, or to other lessons in this series by going to the Media tab at our site, internationalgospelhour.com.